Welcome back to Lift Up Your Hearts podcast. We are in week 10 of the series of Biblical Way to Pray the Mass. This is a series based on the book by Father Timothy Gallagher. This is week 10. We are at the Our Father. Before we enter into this, especially this week, we'll take the moment of an Our Father to contemplate how the Lord looks on us with love, how he gazes upon us with love as a loving father. You might need to use your imagination a little bit to picture him gazing upon you, but I encourage you to stretch your imagination a little bit to make that happen. As I said, this week we are at the Our Father, and Venerable Bruno says that at the Our Father, we should seek the heart and the sentiment of one who asks for what he needs. Father Gallagher makes a little note that this is a little bit of a translation by him, and he also says, one who is in need, reduced to extreme poverty, and they need to beg for everything in order to survive. This is an image of want, an image that I can't do anything for myself. And sometimes we realize that physically or monetarily, financially, that we're at rock bottom, or we might be there psychologically or spiritually. I think sometimes it's a little harder to be there intellectually, but I encourage you to picture that as well. I am in need. When Jesus' disciples come to him and say, Lord, teach us to pray, as John's disciples asked him, and John taught his disciples how to pray. So they ask him, Lord, teach us to pray. And this is what he gives them, this orientation towards the Father. And Father Gallagher says that this orientation we have all heard before. We have all heard this at our baptism. At our baptism, the Father said to all of you, you are my beloved son, you are my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased, and you are good. I love you. The Father in heaven said that to all of us at our baptism. This is our true identity, beloved sons and daughters, our true identity above anything else is that we are beloved sons and daughters, first and foremost, and that should inform everything. And Jesus teaches his disciples that is our first orientation, our first way we should face a relationship with God is that he is our Father who's in heaven. He is a loving Father. And this may be difficult for some of you. This was certainly difficult for me for quite a long time. Our relationship with our own human father is bound up in this as well. This is why I tell often families, especially parents and dads, our kids' image of the love of the God the Father is bound up in how we love them. If we don't love them well in any way, it's going to be really difficult for them to think that there's a God that loves them in any way. If we don't see them as our beloved children, how are they going to see God seeing them as his beloved children? So this is our first and primary orientation, and I think it's no coincidence that St. Ignatius takes this orientation as well. Every time we pray, we come to the Father and we imagine him gazing upon us with love. And we're in need. We're in need of his love. We are it. I imagine myself as a kid. Even though I'm an older man now, I imagine myself as a kid. And a vulnerable kid. I'm vulnerable. I'm in need. As Venerable Bruno says, one who is in need and asks for what he wants. And Father Gallagher says, in utter helplessness. This is the orientation, in utter helplessness. Lord, help me. Help. The spiritual author of The Cloud of Unknowing, Father Gallagher references as well and says, this is the deep, like, guttural prayer. One of the most important of all is help. This just primal cry for help. And it makes us a little bit feel like children, but to a Father who actually loves us and will lift us up. So that is our orientation. The second encouragement from Father Gallagher is that we slow down our praying of the Our Father. And maybe you just do this once a day. Just pray it as Father Gallagher would, you know, as he would suggest doing Ignatian prayer, that just stay at each phrase until there's nothing left to ponder there. There's nothing left for the Father to tell us or to think about. And we think about each little phrase, Our Father, Abba, everything that word Abba means daddy. I'm a kid. He's my Father. He loves me. Sit there with that for maybe a minute, maybe two. You might sit there for a whole hour, a half hour, I don't know. You might not get to the rest of it. And that's okay. Come back to it the next day, the next day, the next day. And just keep starting at the beginning. Our Father, who art in heaven, you're there. You desire that I'm there with you someday. Hallowed be thy name. Holy is your name. Thy kingdom come. Lord, help me to want your kingdom to come now, today, in my life, in our world. Your will be done, Lord. Make each one even a little prayer. Lord, help me to make your will done in my life. Help me to die to my own will. Lord, cleanse me of my own will, that I may do your will. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. This is what I liken evangelization to. You know, I am simply a poor beggar who has found a source of bread, and I just want to share that source with other people. The good news of our faith is something I receive with nothing. I don't receive it because I've done something. I don't receive the good news or salvation because I've done something amazing. I do, however, cooperate with it, but I don't receive it because I have done something amazing. I receive it because Jesus has done something amazing for me. And so I receive it in all of my poverty. I don't receive it in anything other than my poverty. I receive his salvation. And so I thank him for that. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. Lord, forgive me my trespasses, as I forgive those who have trespassed against me. Lord, help me to forgive those in my life. Maybe even think of the last week. Lord, help me to forgive those this last week that I am withholding forgiveness of. And lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. Lord, lead me not into temptation. Help me. Guide me. What are some ways, Lord, that I can remove temptation in my life? What are some ways that I can fight a little bit that temptation? Lord, help me. I love this. They're all these petitions, Lord. These are all these petitions, a relationship with the Father as a beloved Son. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, help me to realize your saving power, your saving grace, your saving love, and your mercy. I encourage you this week, the next week, following week, maybe to be a little more contemplative at Mass, to hear the Our Father, and maybe even say it before Mass a little bit slower in your heart. Say it a couple times. Maybe that's the, you know, everyone kneels down before Mass, and, you know, I don't know what your routine is, but I just say a couple simple prayers, and maybe we can add this to our routine before Mass. We say the Our Father slowly in our heart, contemplating each thing. And I find that when there's silence and there's nothing else bombarding me with screens or whatever else, at Mass it's a little quiet, I can find little nuggets within that prayer. Each time something different is going to strike me. But as Venerable Bruno says, this is all about the orientation. Seek the heart of one who asks for what he needs. The one who is in need and reduced to extreme poverty, begging in order to survive. Please pray for me. I am praying for you. We have only 3 more of these left until we're at the very end. So please leave your feedback and on the bottom, let me know what you think, and maybe even some tips that you found that have worked for you in order to be more present at Mass so you can fully participate. And please pray for me and pray for you. God bless. See you next week.